Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And then you remember Mary and Martha, and how that Jesus was over at their house, and they're, you know, cooking a big thing. But Mary is sitting in there listening to the Word. Martha's in the kitchen, getting madder by the minute. And finally, she come in, breaks in on Jesus speaking, I guess, interrupts him and says, would you tell that lazy heifer sister of mine to get up and get in here and help me? Don't you care? Now, she's talking to Jesus. Don't you care that she's left me to serve alone? He said, Martha, Martha. Now, when the Lord calls your name twice like that, just go ahead, kneel down, start repenting. Oh, God, I have missed it again. Yeah, you have. Martha, Martha, you are full of care and troubled about a lot of things. Do you hear victory in this? There's no victory because there's no faith. He said, Mary's chosen the good part. It's not going to be taken away from her. You'll see this in this example right here in Joshua 17. This is when they finally, all that generation of men that didn't believe God died in the wilderness. And they're all dying about age 70 or 80, which is not the maximum life expectancy that the Lord gave us. Genesis says the days of man will be 120 years. But the scripture said in Psalms, with long life, he'll satisfy me. Right? So if you're not satisfied at 120, I guess you could go on a little bit further. I think you might find it very difficult to believe to make it to 200. You don't have scripture for it. Besides that, I think you just get tired of being here. Anyway, when you see it like that, 70 and 80 doesn't look that old. Is that right? And that's how we should think. But anyway, that generation has died. Joshua has led them to victory, and they're beginning to possess the land. And after some great victories in battling the inhabitants of this land, they are parceling the land. They're actually possessing the land. What should have happened 40 years ago is happening now in the book of Joshua. And so they're deciding, they're hearing from the Lord about who gets what part of the land. And in Joshua 17, 14, the children of Joseph spoke to Joshua. And they said, why? Without saying anything else, what are we never going to see here? Why have you just given me one lot and just one portion to inherit? Seeing we're a great people and the Lord's blessed us. In other words, you didn't give us enough. Why haven't you given us more? Do you hear faithlessness? Feeling sorry for yourself. Pitiful us. We got overlooked. How much did you give them? We should have more. Faithlessness. Pulling on people shows lack of faith in God. Faith never puts pressure on people. You don't let yourself look to anybody. You don't let yourself look to your parents, to your spouse, to the government, the place you work. None of them are your source. Is that right? And no matter what they do or don't do, you can still have everything you need and more beside. God has a million and one ways of getting it to you. He doesn't have to do it through them. And when you believe that, you get your eyes off of them. Why haven't they given me that promotion? Why don't they pay me more? Why? And why don't you quit whining? and get some faith in you. And quit looking to people. Start believing God. Can you see this is what they're doing? Why didn't you give us more? Verse 15. I like Joshua. Joshua and Caleb, we know, have the spirit of faith. God said so. How does the spirit of faith talk when whiners come to you? Joshua said, if you be a great people, get yourself up to the wood country, cut down for yourself in the land of the Perizzites and giants. And Ephraim, if Ephraim's too narrow for you, go get some of that giant land. Because like you said, you're a great people. So go get you some. Where? Giants right over there. Giant land. Giant land. That's right. Because you're great people. Don't forget. Friend, we need to learn how to respond to this when our children are 3 years old. That's right. Why did I get more cookies? Why don't you believe for cookies, little man? Well, they got a new bike. Well, why don't you work? Why don't you sew? Why don't you get you a bike? Oh, some people didn't like that. Listen, you better wean them off of you onto God as soon as you can, because very soon you will not be able to do what they need. And most of the things in life they need, they can't get from you.
That's right.
And whining won't cut it with God. Miracles don't happen for the biggest whiners. Why didn't we get more land? Now, he actually was being nice to him. He could have said, because you ain't got enough faith to take it. What's wrong with you? And you think I'm exaggerating, but skip to 18:3. After this, he said to the whole bunch, Joshua said to the children of Israel, how long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? What's he saying? You need to get up and get with it. Get after it. There's the land. Go get it. Go. Faith is a possessor. Faith is a receiver. Hallelujah. And there'll always be big, ugly, hairy devils sitting on it, telling you you can't, but you got to believe through them and go through them. Can you say amen or oh me? Well, I got to live in such a little house. Why I got to drive such an old car? Why? Why? Nobody likes me. Why don't I get, you know, other people get paid more. It's too quiet in here. Have you ever heard these kind of things? Maybe you've heard somebody else say these kind of things. I just want you to know how to help them. Why are we so small? Why don't we have more? Why? Why? Let's start by not saying why like that anymore. Shut down the whining. And let me show you what to do. Judah, the praising bunch, is one of the tribes. And they were listening when Joshua said, what are you waiting on? Go get this. And I want you to read a verse, just one verse. But man, there is so much here. 19:9. Joshua 19:9. It's telling about the different tribes getting their land. And they had to go take it. It says, out of the portion of the children of Judah was the inheritance of the children of Simeon. Say what? The tribe of Simeon got their land out of Judah's inheritance. He said, that don't sound right. Read the rest of it. For because the part of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of them. Oh, what a contrast. I said, oh, what a contrast. You got this, the tribe of Joseph over there whining. We don't have enough. There's not enough room. I'm tired of living. My tent's right now. His tent's touching my tent. And I could smell when they cooked that old cabbage stuff, and I don't like that. And he snores. I need more room. I need a bigger house. You know, spouses do this to each other. Wives put pressure on their husbands. Husbands put pressure on their wives. I want a motorcycle. Why can't I have a motorcycle? Well, why can't you, big boy? Quit whining to her. Quit whining to your boss. Start believing God.
That's right.
I need new curtains and I need new carpets and I want to hush and grow up and believe God. They're not your source. Never were, never will be. Quit pulling on them. Quit looking to them. Put it on your vision list. I lose somebody. Put it on your vision list. Sow some seed. Believe God and stay with it until you get it. When Judah heard, what you waiting on? Go take your land. Joseph over there is whining. We don't have enough. We don't have enough. Judah said, did you hear what he said? The leader said to the rest of the men of the tribe, he said, take her. What are we going to do, men? We're going to take it. What are we going to take? Take it. We're going to take it. And so they launched. And they took the land, and they took the land, and they took the land. And they took the land, and they stopped. They go, what now, boss? Got land over there to the east? Yeah, take it. So they took the land, and they took the land, and they took the land, and they run up to that border. And they said, all right, man, we got some land. What about, you got land to the north? Yeah, take it. So they took the land over in the west, and finally they got through, and they went, whoo, we got some land, man. Look at the land. Simeon hadn't got all their land. They said, hey, bro, come over here, move in with us. We won't even know you're here. Which is another one of the most important reasons why you and I need to believe. There's a lot of people who will never believe what I'm preaching. They will never believe this. They won't accept responsibility of faith. They won't accept, you know, that God's a good God, that He'll bless you with houses, buildings, lands, cars, planes, trains. They'll never believe that. Which is why you and I need to take too much. So we can help some other folks. That'll never believe it. We need to be in a position where all our needs are met. Is that right? And we not only have enough, we got too much. Too much. Too much for us, but just enough to bless somebody else. Oh, stand on your feet and say, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me